Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Rain.
Rain?
Yes.
Do you like treasure?
No.
Good. More for me.
106.5. The End.
Here are the latest numbers we have this morning in regards to the coronavirus cases in our area. These are cases that happened and that were confirmed within the last 24 hours. Sacramento County had an increase of 159 new cases. Contra Costa County, 216 new cases in the last 24 hours. San Joaquin County, 213 new cases. Solano County, 192 new confirmed cases. 34 new cases in Placer County in the last 24 hours, 60 new cases in Yolo County, and Stautasas County has an increase of 205 confirmed cases in the last 24 hours. Every morning here on the Wake Up Call, we'll try and give you as much updated information. Real fast, I just want to say that I know a lot of people were kind of in this stage where everyone's kind of over this, but it's not over. I received a message on my Instagram at Rain Wake Up Call, R-A-Y-N-E, of someone that was getting very annoyed that every morning we go over what the cases in, are in our area and what the increases are. And listen, we're just doing our job. We're just trying to get information out there. All we're trying to do is just let people know what's going on, what's happening in the community. Sorry if that makes you upset. However, we just think it's a good idea that you have the best information that you can get so you can make the best decisions possible.
Can I ask a question, Rain? Why were they upset by that?
They just didn't think that it was, you know, I don't know why you keep repeating these numbers and, you know.
I wish we were repeating the numbers. We're not. We're talking about how the numbers are going up. Wouldn't it be nice if we were just repeating, because it would mean that there aren't additional cases for us to report.
There was actually a point a couple of weeks ago where we had the discussion off the air. They're like, maybe we shouldn't do these numbers anymore. Like, I think we've probably kind of hit that peak. And then it was literally 48 hours later, it's all of a sudden started to increase again. So listen, we just want to give you information so you can make the best decisions possible with if it's wearing a mask, if it's making sure people are safe. So listen, you can message me and at me all you want on like, oh, this is bad. I don't know why it sounds like a 90-year-old woman, but listen,
that's how I would read it.
Right. But listen, we just want to give this information out to our listeners. And if a lot of them actually say like, hey, I really appreciate you giving us these updates every day.
We
would rather talk about Miley Cyrus's terrible mullet haircut right now if we really
so
wanted
much.
To. But you know, we just want to make sure that everyone is safe. So
I'm still very confused as to why do they hate us giving information out about how bad the pandemic
well,
is?
Well, it was one Karen was really upset about it, and
I think like Rain said, we're all over it.
Totally.
I think it is fatigue, but we have to have elevated maturity level to fight through that I don't feel like talking about this anymore thing and go, listen, as annoying as this is, I mean, just as annoying as it is to just stay in your house all day long during the summertime, you gotta push through it because it is better than just ignoring it.
I mean, it is interesting that like the people that are like that think that this is over, like It is good. The good news is that there are far less people dying of this
totally.
Than there used to be. We are getting better at treating mm-hmm. COVID-19. But like, as we are learning more and more about this, because again, for the cheap seats, this is brand new on Earth and we don't know much about it. At the same time that we got better at treating it, we're also finding out all this other stuff that still makes it scary as hell. Like, especially like for the people who are like, well, I mean, I'm only 30. Like, if I get it, it's no big deal. And like, now we're starting to find out that's not true. Yeah. You can get it. You can have very minimal symptoms from it. Maybe even be asymptomatic. And it does a number on your brain or your heart or your lungs that will be with you forever. It's not like, it's not just like, well, I had it and I kicked it. Man, I'm all right now. You know, and like there was information that came out yesterday. Katie and I were talking about it off the air that like now there's some scary information coming out from Spain, and it's not a small study. I think it was like 165,000 people there or something like that, that they're finding out that herd immunity may not apply to this, which is also kind of scary because I think, isn't that how vaccinations are supposed to work?
Well, no.
People get a vaccination and then eventually we start building up herd immunity. Like you can get measles.
Right.
Still.
But with a vaccine, your body is developing, and what they're saying is the odds of natural herd immunity. With a vaccine, you're getting a little bit of it in your system, so you're developing antibodies. So if you do pass it on to somebody else, you're passing on such a minimal amount to somebody who hopefully also has the antibodies, and then it continues, the green grass grows all around.
And listen, the bottom line here is one of our five listeners was really upset. So we're down to four.
I don't care then.
Okay.
I mean, like, I love our listeners to death, but not enough to stop putting out information. Like, what? Give me a break.
Here's some more information. It was announced yesterday in Sacramento County that five testing sites that were being run with the help of UC Davis will be shutting down, including Natomas, Land Park, South Sac, and in North Sacramento. The sites at Cal Expo and St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church in Oak Park will continue to do their testing, but they're shutting these sites down because of resources. They are running short.
Yikes.
And this is how they explained it. The test tube and the liquid in the tube that is used to collect the viral test and take it to the lab. The transport media and the transport tube is what there is a shortage of right now.
Okay.
So they're going to shut down those sites here within the next few days. Here's another story I thought was interesting, too. Could quarantine lead to the death of the bra?
Not in this house, honey.
Women are wearing them less and less as they're staying home and may never want to put them on again. Let's ask the only bra expert we have on this show. Katie, is this true?
Okay, no. I still wear a bra every day. Now, maybe it's a sports bra, but I wear something to keep the girls together because mostly I don't want gravity to affect them, and they're big and they move around. I don't know the last time I put on underwear.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I legitimately can tell you I have not worn underwear in months.
Why? Why would you do that?
Because why would I?
I wear underwear, one, for support.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the boy underwear is kind of like a bra and underwear for you.
Right.
So I wear them for support. But I also wear them because I feel like they're hygienic.
Yeah.
Like, so that my bare butt's not just rubbing all over my pants and shorts and stuff like that.
I mean, I don't know how disgusting your bare butt is.
I don't either, but I don't want to find out. I don't want to roll the dice. And you don't know that yours is fine. And why do you know that yours is fine?
Because I haven't been wearing underwear for months and it's been really working out for me.
You can't see everything. You don't know. You have no idea what kind of particles are getting on your clothes. No, I don't know, which is why I take precaution.
Okay, why is it that you need to keep your basketball shorts so clean when you're wearing boxer brief underwear that, according to you, are clinging to you and putting bacteria all over your skin? What's the difference?
I change them out every day. I change them out. Listen,
I change my shorts every day.
Listen, why won't you just wear a pants mask? Okay,
I'm changing my shorts every day. How are my shorts different than wearing boxers?
Well, I guess that's true. That's a good point.
So shut up.
All right. And lastly, the Louvre in Paris opened yesterday. It's the first time it's been open to the public since March 13th. Everyone who visits has to wear a mask. And in Katie's case, you have to wear underwear too. Sorry, Katie, you're not going to the Louvre.
Well, I guess I'm not going to France, bitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.